Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. Dave Hook here. And today I want to talk to you about the pain of pruning. Listen to what Jesus said in John 15, verses 2 and 3. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. You know, grapevines are unruly. They need to be trained and pruned to maximize the shape, strength, and productivity of the plant. Can you relate to that imagery? The metaphor Jesus uses in John 15 brings deep theology and experience together in a beautiful and profound way. You see, this is the heart of true Christian discipleship. And the Lord produces fruit by pruning away anything that prevents the flow of life, love, and grace within us. Our life in Christ is more a matter of stripping away, not taking on. And the vine dresser removes anything that hinders his life-giving work in us. All our spiritual activity is worthless unless it's balanced with the pruning, cleaning work of the Lord. Listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews 12:6. The Lord corrects the people he loves and disciplines those he calls his own. So, why does pruning hurt? Well, first of all, because it's not in our nature. We have a tendency to seek out what I call artificial sources of life and strength, and they actually stifle and suck the very life of Christ out of us instead. I call this idolatry. I mean, we must also keep in mind that pruning doesn't come naturally for us. We are inclined to desperately cling to things and relationships in a way that works against our connection to the vine. And then when the vine dresser severs those connections, there can be this initial time of pain and longing because that is all we have known and grown accustomed to. Second of all, it hurts because we're spiritually alive. Pain means you're alive. The Christ follower will feel things with greater sensitivity as a result of spiritual new birth. The joy of blessing and the depth of loss are felt deeper than those not alive in Him. Because face it, a dead person, it doesn't feel anything. We have tasted the pain of sin and the goodness of God, and we know the difference. It hurts because we belong and are loved. You see, the pain of pruning serves as a reminder that we have a loving Father who cares and is committed to the growth of His children. Philippians 1:6 says, "He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it." He, the Lord, pursues a relationship with us because that is the context in which He produces fruit. And He doesn't want anything or anyone to get in the way of that. Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Look, pruning is vital to our training, but we also know that anything worth doing is hard, even painful at times. But remember, the Father, He's not beating us up. Instead, He's producing lasting fruit for His glory and just getting us back on track. He is committed to moving us closer to completeness, to maturity in Christ. Be encouraged today, Emmanuel Faith. Grace and peace.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.